Did you notice the tiara?
Yes. It's gorgeous.
It's called the Sea Light Crown. Technically, it's a kokoshnik, not a crown, but crown sounds more impressive. The jewel is an aquamarine. Most people don't know this, but natural aquamarine is often found in seafoam color. They heat it to achieve the light blue. But this stone hasn't been altered in any way. This particular shade of blue-green is important to our family.
Rogan had given Nevada a beautiful necklace with a pendant. She thought it was an emerald at the time, but it turned out to be the Tear of the Aegean, a one-of-a-kind blue-green diamond.
Will you let Nevada wear the tiara?
I probably shouldn't have asked that. It was rude.
I was counting on it. After the wedding, the sea light will belong to her, and she can pass it on to her and Connor's children. One small problem.
Yes?
The crown is missing.
What do you mean it's missing? Concern flickered over Mrs. Rogan's features.
It was in its usual place 2 days ago, and it's not there today. Unfortunately, we have to conclude that it was stolen.
Considering how many people had been in and out of the house, it wasn't shocking. We vetted everyone, but background checks never told you the whole picture. A landscaping crew prepared the grounds for the wedding. Carpenters were building the custom arbor. Another crew was raising an enormous clear tent. At least 8 people were hanging lights on the trees. The interior designer and her people, the furniture delivery people, that would be a lot of people to interview. It would take Nevada at least 2 hours. Getting her to sit still for that long would be a challenge.
The sea light is tagged with a sensor. It's embedded into the crown and cannot be removed without destroying the tiara. The system can track it through a satellite with the accuracy of up to 1 mile. Right now, it's telling me that the tiara is still on the premises. I would like you to find it.